Hollywood executives DC donations under scrutiny after arrest for alleged sex crimes. By Matthew Boyle on August 27, 2019. The arrest and termination of now former Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, Executive Vice President and Global General Counsel Stephen Fabrizio has shined a spotlight on Hollywood's man in Washington's political donations, most of which went to Democrats. Fabrizio was before his arrest and termination a very senior official at Hollywood Stop Trade Association in Washington, D.C. His role there was to push various legal and policy preferences of Hollywood's various top studios that are members of MPA to lawmakers and policymakers. MPA is an organization that also rates films, determining for which audience age group they are appropriate. MPA rates films NC-17, R, PG-13, PG, or G. But it also represents Hollywood's most powerful studios in policy battles with Congress over issues that deal with the movie and entertainment industry, as well as engaging with regulatory agencies around D.C. In other words, MPA is Hollywood's representation in the Washington, D.C. swamp, and Fabrizio was until Monday, when he was fired after his Friday arrest, Hollywood's point man for in the trenches legal fights in the nation's capital. Studios that MPA represents include Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, Netflix Studios LLC, Paramount Pictures Corporation, Sony Pictures Entertainment Incorporated, Universal City Studios LLC, and Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated. As Breitbart News reportedly exclusively on Monday evening, Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, detectives arrested Fabrizio on Friday on alleged rape and blackmail charges, according to a police report obtained by Breitbart News. The police report describes how Fabrizio struck up a relationship with a woman on a dating website. After what the detectives describe as a series of encounters between the woman and Fabrizio, which she claims she attempted to end multiple times, the report says she called the police for help. The report then describes messages sent by the woman to Fabrizio that were largely composed and sent in consultation with members of the Metropolitan Police Department. Detectives then orchestrated Mr. Fabrizio's arrest outside the woman's home. The police report reviewed by Breitbart News reads, "The Metropolitan Police Department has since confirmed the authenticity of the police report to Breitbart News and provided a statement confirming the arrest. Stephen Bernard Fabrizio, 55, of Chevy Chase, MD, was arrested on Friday, August 23, 2019, for a second-degree sex abuse threats and a blackmail offense that occurred in the 4000 block of Benton Street, Northwest DC, on Tuesday, August 20, 2019, an MPD spokesperson told Breitbart News. Fabrizio, according to tax documents that MPA filed with the IRS in recent years, was making a salary of north of $1 million serving as the top lawyer for Hollywood's Trade Association. After Breitbart News's original report on the arrest and charges against Fabrizio, Variety followed with more details, including the revelation that MPA had fired Fabrizio as a result of the charges. MPA has since confirmed to Breitbart News that Fabrizio has been terminated, adding in a statement from an organization spokesperson that it is shocked by the charges and has no prior knowledge of Fabrizio's behavior. "These charges, if true, are both shocking and intolerable to the association," an MPA spokesperson told Breitbart News. "We had no prior knowledge of this behavior before these charges were publicly filed." The MPA also provided Breitbart News with the text of an email its chairman, Charles Rivkin, sent to its board on Monday about the matter. "This is to inform you that Steve Fabrizio's employment with MPA has ended for violating certain terms of employment," Rivkin wrote to the MPA board. "I've asked Daniel Robbins to be interim general counsel as we embark on a search for a permanent replacement." Rivkin, who served as former President Barack Obama's ambassador to France, as well as having served in a senior State Department position during the Obama administration, took over the helm of the MPA in 2017 when former Senator Chris Dodd, DCT, a one-time Democrat presidential candidate who served as a Democrat in the U.S. Senate for 30 years before taking over the MPA in 2011, stepped down to helm a D.C. law firm. Part of being the nation's entertainment industry's top legal representative in Washington involves schmoozing with lawmakers and building clout with key players in the policy arena. Most of that more political responsibility falls to the chairman of MPA, like Rivkin now or Dodd before him, but Fabrizio was definitely a player in the political donation game. Federal Election Commission, FEC. Donor records compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics show. Top conservatives are questioning whether Democrats will face heat for these donations they have received from Fabrizio, or if the media will give them a pass on this. Fabrizio made at least three donations, the records show, to his own firm, the Motion Picture Association of America's Political Action Committee, totaling $15,000 over the course of 2014 through 2016. A spokesman for the MPA declined to comment to Breitbart News when asked about Fabrizio's donations and whether MPA would give them back to him, or donate the money to charity. Similarly, Fabrizio has donated several thousand dollars to former President Barack Obama's various campaigns over the years. In fact, since 2004 and spanning many years including during the 2008 and 2012 presidential cycles, Fabrizio donated more than $10,000 to Obama himself. A spokesperson for the former president has not replied to a request for comment from Breitbart News sent to the former president's team on his website. Fabrizio also donated between two installments a total of $6,000 to the Democratic National Committee, DNC. He made a $5,000 donation to the DNC in 2008, and a $1,000 donation to the party in 2012. In 2010, he donated $500 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, which helps select Democrats to the U.S. Senate. Spokespersons for both the DNC and DSCC have not replied to Breitbart News's request for comment on Fabrizio's arrest and termination from the MPA. Former Representative John Delaney, DMD, now a 2020 Democrat presidential candidate, received $2,500 from Fabrizio in 2012. Delaney's 2020 presidential campaign has not replied to Breitbart News's request for comment on Fabrizio's donation. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, also received a 2015 donation worth $2,300 from Fabrizio. His office has not commented on the record for this piece. In 2006, Fabrizio gave $250 to Senator Sherrod Brown, DO, the records show. His office has not responded to Breitbart News's request for comment on the matter. The only Republican Fabrizio donated to is the now-retired former House Judiciary Committee Chairman, former Representative Bob Goodlatte, RVA, to whom he donated $2,500 in 2013. Efforts to track down Goodlatte for comment were unsuccessful, since he is no longer in federal elected office and is retired.